Manu Patra alerts dated the 24th of January 2018. Former Bihar Chief Minister Lalu Yadav and his long-time aide, Jagannath Mishra has been sentenced to 5 years in jail in the third fraud scam case. Supreme Court has held that an award delivered by an arbitrator, which decides the issue of limitation, is an interim award that can be challenged separately and independently under Section 34 of the Arbitration and Conciliation Act, 1996. Supreme Court has directed the centre to set up a tribunal within a month to resolve the long-standing dispute between Orissa and Chhattisgarh over the sharing of Mahanadi water. Supreme Court has set aside an order of the Punjab and Haryana High Court granting bail to a British national in an alleged murder case, observing there was no reason to accord special consideration for him just because he was a foreigner. Supreme Court has given the centre 3 months to decide the Tamil Nadu government's proposal made in 2014 to remit the sentences of 7 life term convicts in the former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi assassination case. Delhi High Court has said that Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has a right to be allowed to confront a witness with documents in connection with a defamation suit filed by Union Minister Arun Jaitley against him, but he was not following proper legal procedure. Madhya Pradesh High Court has said that the central and state governments should refrain from using the word Dalit in their correspondence as it did not find mention in the constitution. Central government has said that the officers appointed under the respective SGST Act, 2017 or the UGST Act, 2017 are authorized to act as officers for the purpose of sanction of refund filed in form GSTRFD01. Central government has notified www.gst.gov.in as the common GST portal for facilitating registration, payment of tax, furnishing of returns and computation and settlement of integrated tax in www.ewaybillgst.gov.in as the common GST portal for furnishing e-way bill. Central government has notified that the late fee for filing of GSTR1, GSTR5, GSTR5A and GSTR6 has been reduced to 50 rupees per day. Central government has extended the last date for filing GSTR6 by input service distributors under the GST regime. As per the notification, the taxpayers can file returns for the period July 2017 to February 2018, till the 31st day of March 2018.